Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Verbal Mileage. We are your hosts. I am Yonit.
And I'm Aliza.
All right. So, is there anything to... I know what I want to talk about today. Okay. Do you have any quid quips just to lead into it?
No, I did want to find out, because I wasn't there last night, how the first T-ball game was. Oh. Ellie said it was like a mess.
Disaster.
Yeah. He said it was so cute. But like,
no, that's how they go.
Yeah.
It actually wasn't a mess. It went better than
okay,
when
good.
We used
he
to
said
do
it was really cute.
Okay. Did Audrey have a good time?
She had a great time.
Okay, good.
But she was like annoyed that it was a tie. I'm like, it's probably gonna be a tie
every
time.
There's no winners or
losers. Of course.
I mean, ideally we play 3 innings. Everyone gets to bat from each side each time.
Yeah.
Which means the last player runs the bases.
Okay.
No, there's no outs. How could there be?
Right.
It's a T-ball. There's no strikes. There's no balls. There's no nothing.
It's just them practicing hitting.
It's just learning. Well, it's
did you assign kids to like a base?
Yes, Audrey had first base.
Oh, okay.
Second inning. Because she was on, I think I put her at shortstop the first time and she was like, I'm bored. And I'm like, well, you got to pay attention, try and get the ball. So then I put her on first and then honestly she would space out and like one of the kids would throw the ball at her and she'd like miss it. I'm like, Audrey. The ball's coming to you. You got to look alive.
Well, and then Ellie sent me a video of her running to home, but she just like did not, like she ran like in the area of the base, but didn't touch it.
I mean, honestly, we spent the first part of practice just running the bases. So they got the idea that they were supposed, which direction they were supposed to go in, and that they had to touch the bases.
Yeah.
And then in the game.
Nobody did.
We had a first base coach.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, there's that. But yeah, there's someone at home. There's someone on first base. Listen. We have much more games. It's just teaching them the beginning fundamentals of the game.
It's so cute.
Right.
It's good for them.
Yeah.
It's
but
good.
I will say a lot of it is spent with like kids just kicking dirt around. I try to tell them like if a ball comes to you, call it. But then they both call it and fight over the ball. And by then the person makes it to first.
Well, Ellie said there was like some kids who just kept running to the fence to get like snacks from their parents during the game. And
it's a mess. But that's
but it's cute. That's T-ball.
That's what T-ball is.
Well, it's funny because before the game – I told Audrey, I'm like, oh, you have your first game tonight? And she goes, what do you do in a game? Right. Like, she literally had no idea. I drew her, like, a diagram, and I was like, first base, second base. Like, it was cute.
I tried to get everyone involved. I mean, some kids, I'm literally just trying to get them to turn and face the field and, like, stop playing in the dirt. One girl, I kept giving one kid, like, I'd be like, okay, you're on second, okay? So if there's a runner coming to you, you might get the ball, and you have to try and tag the base or tag the runner and try to get them out. And then she'd come, I'd be like waiting. I put myself kind of in the middle of the field so I could like yell at the kids. But she'd come up to me and she'd suddenly be behind me and she'd be like, what am I supposed to do? And I'd say, go back to second.
That's so cute, these kids.
Like,
was the other team the same age?
Baseball is a little bit slow in that way, you know? So.
Well, yeah, baseball's the worst sport to watch.
The other team, yeah, T-ball.
It's all the same.
Age. Yeah.
It's cute.
That's why there's only 2 teams. These are all the kids that signed up for T-ball.
Oh, we're going to always play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Is the other team also like a mix of boys and girls?
I can't. Yeah, they have like 2 girls.
It looked like mostly boys from the pictures.
Well,
and videos.
I think the reason we got more girls this year is because I'm coaching.
Yes. Yeah.
And to be fair, my daughter did not play. Most
Ellie said that at one point she didn't want to bat.
very early on when we were just before we even started the game, when I was having them run the bases, she fell.
Aww.
And
that was it?
And that was it.
And that's
she had a little scratch on her elbow, and she determined she was injured, and she was out. And then at the end of the second inning, it was like the last thing, she said, okay, she wants to bat.
So
she got to bat.
Okay. So is it super frustrating for you because you're coaching, or you enjoy it anyway?
No, it was fine.
Does it feel like a waste because Eden's not even
I mean, I wouldn't say it feels like a waste. I wish Eden would have got out there and play.
Yeah.
She's not very good.
I mean, are any of them very good?
You know.
Well, we appreciate you, Coach Yoni.
Thank you.
You did great.
Yeah.
You did great.
So Ellie said good things?
Yes, he said it was great.
Okay. Any bad things?
No, not at all. He said, literally his words were, God bless Yoni. I don't know how she does that.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny. One of the coaches came up to me. He's like, oh, have you done this before? Because you seem to have a pretty good handle on the team. And I was like, I have not.
You're like, they taught us this in residency.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, don't drop the babies. Here's how you coach T-ball. All right. Here's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
Okay. I have talked about my weight struggles.
Yes.
People who don't know me, I'm not like obese, but
no.
Well, maybe according to the medical community.
Okay, don't BMI, as a registered dietitian, I can tell you that BMI is stupid.
You would look at me and be like, oh, she's a little fluffy. She's had kids. She's middle age. I'm fluffy.
What was the word we used for? Oh, doughy.
Doughy.
For Alex or his brother or the Russians. I don't know.
I think I'm a little bit less than doughy.
You're not doughy. You're not fluffy either.
I am fluffy.
You're not. Anyway.
And I have talked
about... You
know
why you're not fluffy? Because you work out too much to be fluffy.
I know, but the thing is, like, I don't have my... I have muscles, but they don't look defined because there's fluff overlying.
So thick?
I guess I'm a thick girl.
No, but like that...
I'm a thick girl.
So am I.
But I wish but I'm not thick. Like, I'm thick in places you don't want to be thick. Well, where do you want to be thick?
Right. Nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, but I've talked about, like, different things I've tried for my weight loss, whatever. And I think that a lot of people identify, like, I'll say, like, in my youth, well, we all, I thought I was fat.
Always, right? Yes. Right.
You were.
As a child.
Fat.
Yes.
I didn't know where you were going. I'm like, how do I tread cautiously here?
No, yeah, you saw those pictures. Everybody saw those pictures.
You were a chubby.
Yes, I was. Right. I was doughy. I was fluffy.
Right.
As a child.
As a child. Yes. Like whatever you were, 8, 9. I don't know how old you were in those pictures.
Yes. 10, 11.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, I know, like, in my, during the puberty stage, it got real awkward.
Yes.
And then in high school.
You were, as a kid, you were not, though.
I was not fat as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, around 12, 13, it's just, like, your body, like, is redistributing, and it just doesn't know where things should go.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll put some fat here, and you're like, why? Why is
it It doesn't there? Belong there.
No. So everything kind of needs to settle into place. So there's the awkward stage.
Yeah.
And then the years in which I thought I was fat, I was not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could even remember what I looked like, because now I realize with, like, I'll find, like, old things, and I'm like, I couldn't fit, like, a foot into this.
I know.
And I had it around my waist, and I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
I was like, fucking, not even, like, no, I was, like, skinny.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize
mm-hmm.
it. Which is maybe part of, like, you had a real eating disorder.
Right.
I look back at body dysmorphia.
So, like, I also, like, I was fat as a kid, and then, yes, I had an eating disorder in high school. And before that, I always struggled with my weight and my body. But I look back at pictures from, like, freshman or sophomore year of high school before, like, my eating disorder really kicked in. Mm-hmm. When I was just, like, I was eating pretty normal right. and just, like, dieting and watching what I ate.
Right.
I looked good.
Right.
And, like, I did not see that.
No.
Like, I looked good. Even, like, 10 years ago, like, post, or actually, fine, 8 years ago, post having, like, my first kid, like, I looked good.
Right.
And I didn't see it.
Yeah. I wish there was, like... I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's a good point. I don't know if there's ever a time where I'll look at myself and be like, this looks good.
Yeah, but looking back, I'm like, damn it. I wish I should have just, like, been happy.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true. So that is correct. It's funny because I remember actually I was, like, a senior in high school and I had, like, borrowed a shirt of my friend's that was, like, skin tight.
Yeah.
And I remember her sister saying to me, like, whoa, like, I didn't realize you were that thin. And I was like, I don't know what she's talking about.
Did you have, like, disordered eating in high school? Like, you didn't have an eating disorder.
I was never diagnosed with an eating disorder. Yes, I had for sure disordered eating.
Yes.
Cut the apples tiny.
Right.
You know, yeah.
I think, unfortunately, it's such a huge problem.
It felt very normal.
And I'm sure most high school girls
I've been dieting
now
since I was 10.
Yeah.
You know? But
it's horrible.
I think also in those days, there was, like, a big dieting culture.
There still is. The world is trying to come back the other way and, like, embrace your body, embrace your curves.
Which,
like,
okay, I have something to say about that, too.
Yes.
But, like, I think it's more, like, I see a lot of teenagers. I know that there's obviously still eating disorders and kids still struggle. But I do think this newer generation, a lot of them are just like, this is my body, hear me roar, which, like, good for them.
Thank God it's so good for them. But there will still always be a dieting culture and this, like, ideal of skinny equals good, which is just, like, horrible and terrible.
That's true.
But.
Right. I mean, so there were things like that, or even, I remember in college, these are just things that, like, it's just so funny when people say things to you and you're just like, why didn't I see it?
Yeah.
One of my roommates said to me, you're just so small, I can't take it. Now, she had her own eating issues, obviously. And I remember thinking, like, oh, she's crazy. Like, she was, like, she has a real
But now
problem.
Looking back at those pictures.
Oh, no. I was, like, wearing size zero.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
Right.
Right. So... But there was, so I always, like, I would say I've been working out since I was, like, 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dieting from around the same age, right? And I do remember a time when I was, like, okay, I can either, but I was always a hungry girl, actually.
Right? So you weren't eating enough.
Probably not, yeah.
Right.
So, but I remember there being a time where I'm, like, okay, I can eat. The funny thing, and now I'm saying, like, oh, I could eat whatever I want or I could exercise. However, I honestly don't think I started eating carbs until I met my husband.
Same.
Like, I never looked at the, I didn't even know about the dessert menu until I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking back, I never ate any pasta. I never ate cheese, which is weird.
What?
Yes, I remember there were just years where, like, I just didn't touch cheese because I was like, ah, that's fatty.
Well,
so the truth is, there probably was a measure of this of, like, I had disordered eating, whatever you want to call it. But, like, I really felt like, oh, I can either work out. And I ran 3 miles every day. And often that would be my warm up. And then I would go do, even in college.
So you always, like, worked out. Always.
Yeah.
I never did. I just chose to not eat.
But, like, either way, like, I could keep myself in check.
Right.
Like, it didn't feel that hard or, like, a struggle. And then if I did drink a bunch or
And you, like, maintained like, your health through this. Like, you never, like, lost your period or no. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And the truth is, even for all of that, I remember going – like, you know, when you start a gym and then, like, they'll, like, offer you, like, a free whatever. I remember they offered me, like, this free thing where, like, they look at your body fat percentage. Yeah. They use the calipers and all that shit. So terrible.
Okay, so Orange Theory has – I have yet to do it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah.
For me, like yesterday, Alex was, like, when we were talking about all of this, he's like, well, have you weighed yourself? And I'm like, I don't think I've weighed myself in years. He and also, I don't like, plan to.
As a guy who's not in medicine or has sisters or anything, doesn't understand the implications of that question.
Yeah, but whatever. No, but, like, I just don't. And, like, Orange Theory offers, like, you know, they get your body fat percentage and all that. And I'm not doing it, and I don't plan to.
I've been to other gyms where, like, they have the in-body machine.
Yes, that's what they have.
And they offered that. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't need a step on that for it to be, like, fat, lots of fat.
Yeah. Yes. You know,
some muscle, but also lots of fat. Like, I can see that.
There's some muscle under the fat, but it's really covered by layers of
good,
fat.
Good percentage of fat. I got it. Without stepping on the machine, I'm aware. But, like, I remember getting this, like, my weight percentage all this stuff done by a trainer, and they were weighing me.
Wait, how many years ago was this?
Like, college.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
And him saying to me, like remarking to me, like, oh, yeah, you weighed much more than I thought you would.
Mm.
Yes. Was just, like, fed into the idea that, like, yeah, I'm a heavy, you know, heavy girl. But whatever. I always felt like, okay, I can work this out. And – but it was never easy, right? And, like, you look – I always looked at some body tops and you see these girls who are, like, they don't work out like me. They don't focus on their on their, you know, health and eating. It's not even what they think about. And they've got, like, tiny wrists.
I know.
Just the tiny wrist girls. And they're just skinny.
Yeah.
And even now as I get older and it's like, okay, I was 29 when I had my oldest.
Okay.
Which is not old, but not young.
Right. It's on the right side of 30, though.
Right. Okay, barely. I really tried hard to get it in under 30. And I was able to lose the weight.
Right.
But it was a struggle.
Yeah.
Like, I did major restrictive dieting and I, you know, worked out and I was a resident and that was hard, whatever. But I was able to lose like 25 pounds.
Right.
And just with the more babies I had, the harder that got. And I would say, like, after my last, my body was just like, fuck off.
Yeah. Well,
like,
same.
It was just like, we like this here, and it's not going anywhere.
Yes, same.
And then I see all these other women who, like, have babies, and, like, literally in a month later, they, like, bounce back. And I'm like, I just told myself, like, I just don't have that body type.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is we say this to ourselves and repeat it. And I repeat it nonstop to myself. Like, I'm never going to look like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not built like that. Mm-hmm. This is how I am. This is who I am. And, like, even though, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 3 years ago, I looked different. My body is changing because this is how I am and this is who I am. And I say this to myself.
Right.
But we don't actually accept it because if we truly accepted it, then we wouldn't be going crazy.
Right. Then I wouldn't be starting new diet after new diet after new diet.
Yes.
Right. But like that. Right. But that's the story that I've told myself. And what's annoying, too, is like I have done so many different programs.
Yeah.
And so many different diets. And I feel like now it's to the point where, like, you know, if I try to start something new, even with a coach, it's like in my head, I'm already rolling my eyes. Like, you're telling me this thing that I already know doesn't work, but okay, I'll give it a try. Right. And they're expensive.
Right.
And
yeah,
I
it is.
Them over and over. And what happens? I have said I have gained and lost the same, like, 8 to 10 pounds.
It's called yo-yo
probably
dieting.
A dozen times.
Yeah.
Gain and loss because you lose it. I plateau. I'm starving.
Yep.
I can't give up my workouts because it's my mental health. Like, right. I love it.
Yeah.
So it's not worth it to me to just be like hungry and not work out and maybe look, you know, lose the weight and be a little bit skinnier.
Right.
I want to be able to work out every day and get stronger. Like, I love what I do in the gym.
Yeah.
So I can't sacrifice that. But that's what ends up happening. It's like I do all these diets. They decrease your calories and they're kind of restrictive, whatever. The macro dieting, the reason I was leaning on that is because that's big in the CrossFit community. And it really doesn't follow so much in restriction. It looks more like, yes, there has to be some restriction. But
right.
Also, like, what you're eating in terms of protein. So, like, if you're eating the right types of foods, yep. You know, that kind of thing. But, again, the weight came off very slowly, and I just got so frustrated.
Right.
And it was expensive.
Yes. I would say for me, though, like, there's, like, levels of acceptance with my body, like, because I had an eating disorder, mm-hmm. right? So, like, I have achieved, like, thank God for the past however many years that I've been. How many years have I been recovered? Oh, my gosh. 13? Like 15, 16? Wow. The level of acceptance that, like, my body is what it is. Like, mm-hmm. and I is what it is in the sense that, like, I need to maintain its health. And, like, being a version of myself that's not what my body is meant to be mm-hmm. is not healthy. And there's a way in which I can do it in a healthy way. Like, now that I'm going back to the gym, like, I love going to the gym. I love exercising. I truly enjoy eating healthy. What's hard for me is because of my history of my eating disorder.
Right.
Like, A, I have to, like, make sure that I'm on safely on the other side mm-hmm. of, like, disordered eating, eating disorder. But also, it's frustrating because I think, and rightfully so, like, Ellie and my family, like, anytime I get, like, back into, like, exercise and eating healthy, everyone's always, like, so worried.
Right.
Like, even though I'm, like, 15 plus years right. in recovery, and I get it, but some of it is normal. Like, what we're feeling is right. normal. I think a lot of women feel this way. Like, I never had a diagnosed
eating disorder. Right. And I feel the same way. And I don't think that you shouldn't be allowed to feel the way you feel. Just correct. Your body is changing as you get older.
Right. Right. But, like,
and I will say something like anorexia, it's kind of like addiction, right? Like, you always have anorexia, you're in recovery.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
Well, you always have, it's always, the thoughts are always there, right. I'll say. Like, right. it's just that they get muted and quieter. And right. I know, and especially now, and being, like, a dietitian, and, like, I know better.
Right.
And, like, I also have seen the amazing things my body can do. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, when I was inpatient, like, in the hospital, they would always, like, talk about, like, in our group therapies and whatever, like why our bodies need to be strong and the amazing things our mm-hmm. bodies can do and just appreciating your body for what it can do. And I was right. I was 18 and I was like, okay, my body doesn't do anything. It's just fat and I want to be skinny, so I don't care what you're saying. Right? Like, right. like, I never really truly saw it. And I had lost my period at the time. And, like, but now, 3 kids later, right. like, we're training for a 5K. I go to the gym so many days.
So that's part of it, right? Like, I understand where your family is coming from. Like, I think it's reasonable for them to check in on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, why shouldn't you strive to be your better self?
Right. No, and they do. They
let you be post-recovery.
Yes. No, and they do.
And you do have 3 daughters.
Yeah.
I mean, part of, like, so I ran a half marathon last year. We're running another one this year. We're both taking our kids on this path. You lead by example, right?
Right.
Like, it's one thing to be like, okay, I'm going off to the gym and they don't know what you do there. But let them see what you do.
Yes.
You know?
That's why I love that we're doing
this. Even with eating healthy.
Right.
Like, why am I not eating? Because now that, like, my oldest, and I'll think about it, and sometimes, like, I'm lazy and I'll make something for dinner that's, like, crappy. And he'll be like, well, what are you going to eat?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And he makes a good point where I'm like, well, I'm going to eat this.
Right.
But maybe you could have a mix of it.
Well, so that's why, I mean, like, in every family is different, but that's why, like, we just do, like, I make right. family dinner and we all eat the same thing.
So now we do. This was the part of the macro counting that got really
not
hard.
Judging.
No,
I'm just
I know,
saying.
But that was what part of got, like, yes. annoying, because, like, I'm counting it all out, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, I ate cheese this morning, so right. I can't eat what you're eating now.
Right.
But I plan better, you know, like, right. whatever.
And maybe so. I should, like, part of me is like, I should probably, like, eat somewhat, if I want to, like, actually lose weight or fit, like, get stronger, like, eat a little differently than my family. But I really, like, for me personally, because yeah. of my history, it's so important for me
personally. Sorry, I hate when people say that. Go ahead.
No, because I don't want to try to be like, but that's
no, go ahead.
It is for me, like, yeah. very important that I, like, model to my yes. kids that, like, all foods are okay right. in moderation. And like we right. eat these things because they're healthy and they make us strong and they do different. Every food does different things for our body. Right. And like we need all of it. And right. like I don't want them. And yes, there's times the that they is, don't
like,
eat
even
it.
Even let them see me eat ice cream. Like yeah. sometimes I splurge. Right. But not every day.
Right.
Know?
Exactly. Yeah. So but that's hard too. Like.
No, the balance is hard. And obviously society is going to sink in. And like, you know. Well, I was going to say, no one told me. It's not true. My father would tell me I was chunky, even when I wasn't. So, you know, I probably had that in me. But, you know, even if no one is telling Aww. You, like, it's there. So
poor chunky know, Yonit being told she's chunky. But you weren't chunky.
My father just loved to tell me a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. Probably before I had hips.
What an asshole thing to say. Yeah. That's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So... as we talk about this and, yeah. like, the struggle, and I recently read this book called The Obesity Code.
Oh, did you finish it?
Yes.
Oh, so what do we do?
Okay. Well, everything I told you yesterday. Yeah. But, no, like, it's just the part that spoke to me is he basically was going on about how, like, you know, dieting. He went through all the different, like, sort of fad diets.
Yeah.
And basically what he said is, like, anyone who's has this body type who's tried to lose weight will tell you that they work really hard and they lose a little bit of weight, yeah. but it gets too restrictive.
Yeah.
And they let a little and they plateau and they let a little bit in and then you gain the weight back and maybe sometimes even more. And when you go to your doctor, I don't want to say you get shamed, but you get told the same thing every time. Like you need to move more. You need to eat less. Right. These are the foods. And you're kind of looking at this medical person like, motherfucker, I'm doing all those yes. things. And you know, and it's funny because like, I'm sort of like, now that I'm more mature, my doctor does the same thing to me. And in my head, I kind of laugh because I'm like, you haven't even asked me what I do or what I eat, you know? And she'll say that to me. And I'm like, great. I ran a half marathon.
Oh, she'll say that to you before actually having a conversation with you?
She'll just look at my weight and be like, so you need to eat less white potato. You know, that kind of thing.
What nationality was that?
She's Roman. Oh. Yeah, she's Romanian. Okay. But whatever. Not Roman, Romanian. But it's true, and I can tell you, I went to medical school. They do not teach us about nutrition. So there's just this not. Like trope from the medical yes. community, eat less, walk more, blah, blah, blah. And there's something to that.
But even as a registered dietitian, they're not like teaching us. Like everyone thinks like I have the secret. Like right. they're not teaching us like the secret of losing weight. Right. Like I'm a, like, right? Like most clinical dietitians, we work in hospitals. It's not like right. we're.
Well, and so, and it's funny because I think that really spoke to me. And then I spoke to my friend who she's an internist and she listens to the podcast. Shout out me, Rob. anyway, but and she does some obesity medicine and she did say to me like, oh, yeah, it's like nearly impossible to lose weight with just diet and exercise. And I was like, no one has ever said that to me. I feel like it always gets to like put on the patient like you must be a lazy fat ass if you don't look like your skinny friend who's genetically blessed. Right.
Right.
So there is.
Well, I think at a certain age, it's very hard to lose weight with diet and exercise. I wouldn't say
right. So in my 20s, I could either diet or either exercise.
Yes,
but
at a certain age, it's very hard because right. your metabolism kind of like plateaus and like your body just.
Well, and I think if you're someone who's like chronically dieted,
yes, you've that, fucked up your metabolism you and know, your body,
and it is. It's very hard. Yes. And like that was just no one has said to me like, yeah, it's just really hard. Like it doesn't. Or what she said was, it just doesn't work. Because you see patient after patient
yeah.
who tries diet and exercise and they're like me. They yo-yo up and down, yo-yo up and down. And you're like, I'm working really hard. And like, it's just not doing this for me. Right. And some people you see are successful and it gets frustrating.
Right.
Okay. Now, you talked about the whole body positivity thing, right?
Yeah.
There's like this whole movement here of like, oh, body positivity, embrace your body. I think that can be dangerous too. If you're obese, you're obese.
Yes,
right?
It's funny. Me and Ellie have this conversation all the time where we feel like it actually went, the pendulum swung too far yes. the other way.
Like you look at like someone like Lizzo.
Yes. Or like, what was her name from This Is Us? She was like a big one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Christy Madsen.
Yes. She was like a big advocate for like, embrace my body. Right. But it's like,
no, you're really unhealthy.
You're unhealthy.
And your heart is going to give out.
Yes.
But I do understand like people still like really, really struggle. And I feel like those people struggle too. And that's in response to, it's really hard.
Yes.
For them to lose it. So genetically.
Right.
Maybe
I mean, that's why bariatric surgeries exist.
Right.
Right.
And
because.
Right. And so like genetically, maybe I'm not meant to be like morbidly obese. But I do think genetically some people suffer more from that. And they have the same issues I do. Right. They try to diet, they try to move, and it's not working for them, and they probably go to the doctor, and they just get blamed.
I also think it's hard for someone like you and me to lose weight from just diet and exercise, because not everybody is meant to be super thin. Like,
I do think we're just not. Like, I was, like, meant to, like, be in the fields and, like, suffer long winters. You know what I mean? And, like, survive a potato famine.
Winter is coming.
And survive a potato famine.
Yes. Like,
I could hibernate. And like, my body's like, we got you.
Yes. Well, that's why, like, I really truly feel, like, I'll see some, like, patients in the hospital, and they'll have the same conversation with me, and, like, really, like, a lot of people, like, you are healthy.
Right.
Thank God. You don't have diabetes. You don't have heart disease. You don't have high cholesterol. Like, right.
This is what Alex says to me all the time. He's like, I think, so, I mean, God bless my husband. He's always like, you're a beautiful woman. You're very womanly. Yes. And he's like, you know.
You're very womanly. Is that what he says to you?
But, like, he's like, you know, you're talking like you're some, like, morbidly obese person. But, like, you exercise every day. You can run around with your children. Yes.
And, like, you're healthy.
Right. You're, like, not suffering this extra
weight. Ellie says the same thing to me. He's like, you go to the gym all the time and you're healthy. Like, I actually just got blood work. It looked amazing. He's like, not everybody. And, like, it's true.
Right.
Not everybody is meant to be as thin as we want to be.
As thin as we want to be.
Right? And the only reason why we think we are is because of society and whatever. Like,
okay. So this brings me what I wanted to bring up today. Okay. Enter the semi-glutide, right? Or whatever the Mounjaro.
Yes.
You know, enter Ozempic, Mounjaro, and Wegovy, and all these things.
Yes.
Right? And you see all these people who are chronically like me, only not like me because maybe they don't exercise the way I do or whatever. And I just see them, like, disappearing in front of my eyes.
They're cheating.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not afraid to say I'm jealous.
Yes, I'm jealous also.
Because suddenly this idea of, like, wait a minute. Weren't we, like, embracing our bodies?
Like, now that's out the window. Because,
you know, the poster child for this is Oprah. Because, like, even she has said, she's like, her struggle with her weight has been fair game for the last, what, 3 or 4 decades.
Yeah.
Like, we have followed her up and down and up and down.
Yes.
And her different diets. And she's been, like, on Weight Watchers. She was a Weight Watchers spokesperson.
Yes.
And she's had to step down because she got on Ozempic. And she's like, oh, for the first time in my life, I'm not starving. And I'm losing weight. And she should be able to have that.
Yeah.
And it's really turned. So I don't know what I'm here to say other than I have some feelings and I'm a little upset about it, but I'm not going to change anything.
I just wish.
I don't want to do it.
I just wish that instead of, like, society embracing Ozempic and all these things, like, for someone who is, like, morbidly obese and has all these other, like, health conditions associated with it, right? Like, if they're diabetic,
that's who it's really for.
I mean, yes, it is a diabetes medication. But, like, then yes, then good. Like, it's definitely a safer option than a bariatric surgery. Like, it's
also, I've seen bariatric surgeries fail.
Yes, they fail all the time. Like, and whatever, like, depending on the bariatric surgery, it's, like, very intense.
Yes.
Like,
and it can ruin you for the rest of your life.
For forever. Yes. Like, this is definitely a safer option for those people. Like, but for someone like us to then go on Ozempic, it's like,
That's part of it.
So, I just wish that, like, and we're part of the problem. We're not really, but, like,
no, I can be part of the problem.
We really just should be accepting and embracing that, like, our bodies are not meant to be. I'm 35. Well, you're going to be 40. We've had multiple children.
Yes.
Like, this is where our bodies want to be. And we're not unhealthy.
No, we're not.
It's just not where we think we want to be or should be. But, like, and listen, I'm full of shit because I'm going to, like, I was trying clothing on this morning. Like, fuck, nothing fits me. This sucks.
It doesn't change the way I feel.
Yes.
It's almost like, so, okay, there's a few things here, right?
Yeah.
The first thing, it's like, do I really want to be on something for the rest of my
life? No.
However.
Some people don't do it forever. Some people have told me that they've done it for a few months. They've lost the weight and now they're going to go off and see what happens.
They're going to gain the weight back.
They're probably going to gain the weight back.
They're most certainly going to gain the weight back. But the other thing is, like, I think about, I have other medications that I'm pretty sure I'll be on for the rest of my life.
Right. So why is this different?
Like my antidepressant.
Yeah.
Because I tried to go off and that's not a good idea. I said to Alex recently, I'm like, well, because I was talking to him about this. I'm like, and I basically proved I'm intolerable when I'm off. And he's like, okay, yeah. And I was like, I'm admitting it. You don't need to, like, shove my face in the dirt. However, that medication through my insurance cost me $0.
Yeah, this would be expensive. Right. Also, what kind of message would this send to your children?
Right, because the truth is, it's really all for, and I'm not afraid to admit it, vanity.
Yes, of course it is.
And part of this is like, I do still have friends who can diet and exercise and lose weight. And I think what bothers me too is like, I still get a lot of this like at the gym, and I got it at my old gym too, where it's like, I'll do something and I get a lot of like, whoa, those looked really good. Or like, you go girls. Right. And I'm like, we're the same age. I'm just fluffier than you. I've been doing CrossFit for, I don't know, I've been doing it since I was 30. So yeah. Like nearly a decade. I'm like, I should be able to do this and more.
Right.
And the only reason you're congratulating me is because I look fluffy.
Right.
And I don't like that.
I know.
You know, you want your body to reflect the work you put into it.
It's funny because this morning at the gym, there's these two like older women. They're probably in their like 60s, yeah. Maybe older. I don't know anymore. I'm not good at that age guessing. They're, and I spoke to them this morning, and one of them said, one of them is kind of like thinner frame, and mm-hmm. one of them is not okay. at all. Like, just not. Mm-hmm. And that woman actually said to me, she's like, oh, it's funny. Like, all I did was look down. I saw your shoes. And I was like, oh, that's that girl. She's like, we come so often that, like, I'm already recognizing you just by your shoes.
Okay.
And I was like, do you guys come every day? And they're like, yes, every day. They go to the gym every day. And my first thought was, damn, like, she doesn't even look good. Right. Like, that sucks.
Right.
Right? And I don't want to be that. But, like, maybe she doesn't care. Well,
she don't know how she started also.
I don't know how she started. That's so
she
true.
She may look very good for when for her. She started.
Yes. Yeah. And she's strong. Like, I see what she lifts. She's strong. And, like, right. she's older. She's taking care of herself. Like, right. But my first thought was, oh, she doesn't even look good.
Right,
like,
exactly.
That's horrible. That sucks. And, like, I was like, I don't want to be that.
Well, that's part of this. Like, we've been telling ourselves, okay, well, I'm just supposed to embrace my body. Or I could take this medication.
I know.
And my body will finally reflect
What
I know it can do and what I've been putting into it.
Why does that reflect it?
You just said it does.
No. I'm saying for you, like, you're like, oh, if I look thin, then that'll reflect what my body can do. No, running a half marathon reflects what your body can do.
I know that, but unfortunately, I don't walk around with a shirt saying I ran a half marathon.
Well, right? You could wear your medal. Didn't you get a medal?
I don't know. My kids.
You could just walk around with your medal.
That's where it is now. But that's what I'm saying.
I know. But that's a problem that, like, we think that being thin reflects what our bodies can do.
It's not just us.
I know. I'm saying.
It's society.
Right. That's what society thinks. Right. That your body, there's only a reflection that your body is strong and capable right. if we're thin.
Listen, and it's not fun being the fat one. And I do think, like.
Or you have to be super muscular, like
right.
toned
something
muscular.
Needs to be.
Yes.
Because also, like, it's kind of like when you. I feel like I've seen this before, like, where. If there's like a fat friend and a thin friend, and then the fat friend starts to lose weight and you guys get a little, and they get a little bit even, you sort of start to feel like, wait a minute, no, you are my fat friend. You know?
Are we the fat friends?
Maybe.
Oh, whatever.
I always say I'm the poor one.
You're not, but yes.
You know, there's always the token whatever you are.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know.
Well, I wonder what I am.
You are the pillar of the community.
No, stop.
It's not true. No, but I mean, it's just these. I've just been feeling so much because I just like look around and I'm like, I don't know. If do you think if these drugs were cheaper and let's say it's 10 years and they don't cause cancer or whatever, it's been proven, would you try it? What if it costs $0? What if it costs $5 a month?
Do I still look the way I am now?
Yeah.
Like, right, like the same body
10
now?
10 pounds heavier.
Oh, 10 pounds heavier? Yes, I'm trying.
You look like me, let's
say. I don't know. I don't want to say yes.
Cost factors in?
Yeah, honestly, like, I never would. I feel like I've come so far in, like, my eating disorder and right. weight and body journey that I don't want to ever go on a medication. Like, I want to be able to just accept who I am.
For it does make it harder, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it fucking does. Of course.
All right.
Does cost factor it for you?
Does cost factor. It's part of it. But I think also I don't like the newness.
Yeah. There aren't really a ton of long-term studies on.
Yeah. I would say maybe in 10 years if it was cheaper, I would consider it.
I hope by 10 years from now we can accept our bodies.
Yeah, but I only live once. I have a pink dress that I bought. I have a white one too, actually. I feel like every time I start to lose a little bit of weight, I'm like, this will fit me in like a month. And then it plateau, and then give up.
I know.
But I have a few of these outfits where I'm just like, I've bought them thinking like, this will fit me soon. And then I like, whatever, yeah. My body just keeps getting older. I would love to just wear those.
Do you know what I did recently, which was very hard and depressing while I was doing it. But now I'm so happy. I purged all of the clothing in my closet. Right. Stuff that even fit me like, I don't know, 5 years ago, right. Like 4 years ago, like... Stuff that fit me then, but it's just, it doesn't fit me now, and it's not going to fit me again. And right. You know what? If I get down to that size.
You had a baby in that time, by the way.
I know, but you know what's weird? I don't know. This is really like whatever. I did kind of like lose the weight after Julia, mm-hmm. And then it was like 2 years ago, or maybe it was a year ago. When do I always say it was?
Like a year or two ago. Whenever you went to the Bahamas.
Yes. 2 years ago. Whatever. Something like that.
Year and a half.
I just all of a sudden, and if you look at pictures, you could see it. Like my body just was like, we're done being thin.
Right.
We're done.
No,
that's
mine
it.
Mine did the same thing probably around the time that I had my oldest. So I was turning 35.
And that's honestly what's the most frustrating is that like right now in this moment for me, it's like a year and a half ago, I started gaining weight and nothing changed.
Right.
My eating didn't change. In fact, I started going to the gym more recently and I haven't seen a change. That's what's frustrating.
Well, your age has changed and your body has
changed. Yes, and so I think it's just my body. My age has changed. Every year makes a difference, and I am getting stronger.
And I do think genetics play a big role.
They do.
You're going to be who you're going to be.
I know. And you know what? I am getting stronger. Like today, it was a really hard workout, and I fucking rocked it. Good. And I felt really good. Yeah, it feels great.
Right.
I just have a lot of acceptance
to do. My
problem
is that, like, I'm always like, ooh, I look awesome. And then, like, I'll catch myself in a mirror or, like, I'll take a video of a movement to see, like, how I'm doing with it. And I'm like, oh, shouldn't have done that.
Oh, when I exercise in front of the mirror, I'm like, ugh.
Or someone else takes a video of me. Yeah. There's no mirrors in my gym, either at home or at the gym I go to. But, like, occasionally, like, they'll take video of, like, everyone working out. And I'm like, oh, God. Like,
yeah, it's the worst.
I thought I looked so, like, badass.
It's the worst.
But it's just like,
yeah, it's horrible. It's pretty bad. But you know what also gets me, and we talked about this, is like in my head, I'm like 15 pounds lighter than I am.
Right.
So like when I try on clothing, when I go shopping, or just like before I put something on, I'm like, oh, this is going to look good.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
This is my style. This looks good on me. And then I put on, I'm like, oh my God, this looks horrible.
Agreed.
Like I am 15 pounds lighter in my head.
I'm still like my college body.
Yes.
I put things on and I'm like, that's not how it's
Or like when I'm online shopping, I'm like, oh yeah, that'll look great on me. Right. And then I'm like, what?
No.
Yeah. No.
I know.
I think I have a lot of acceptance to do in my life still. My career, my body. I don't know. Just a lot. Yeah.
Well, we haven't solved anything, but that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And I don't want people who,
I know, I hope we're not offending anyone.
I don't want them to feel, because like, look, that may be right for you.
Yes.
It's you know.
It's right for a lot of people. A lot of people are on it. Right. And it is right. And it's, listen.
Now,
these,
if I was on it and losing weight, I'd feel great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It's just I'm not there yet or I can't afford it or whatever. I tried like a different weight loss medication.
I was going to say, tried something.
I tried something and I just felt terrible on it. And I was just like, it's not worth this.
Right.
You know, because it is so much about I am healthy. And so it is so much about like cosmetics. And it's not like I know a lot of people are like, oh, their feet are in pain. Their back is in pain. Their legs are in pain. That's not me. Like,
they're pre-diabetic. They
can run around with my kids. I can play with my kids. So it's purely for vanity's sake. And I was just like, I just like felt ill and tired. And I was like forgetful. Like I just didn't feel good on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really, what's the point?
Right. I know.
So I stopped it.
Yeah. Right. I know. Listen, these drugs, they do like they're huge. They make a huge difference for people.
Mm-hmm.
And they whatever. Just not for us right now.
Not right now. No. But I still want to complain about it because that's what we get to do on my podcast.
I know. And when you see everyone around you just like...
I know, shrinking.
Shrinking.
I know.
And I just feel like I'm expanding.
I know, the other day, I won't say a name, but I was like, so-and-so was tucking. I'm like, I haven't dared to tuck in like, I don't know how long.
I used to tuck.
To have the gall to tuck. My goodness.
All right. I hope we didn't offend anyone. I hope people can I'm sure people can relate.
Well, I think some people can definitely relate. Yes. Yeah. Again, listen, if you're on it, like Oprah, because I know she listens. Like, all the power to you.
Right. Or if you can't relate because you're naturally small-wristed and thin, yes, and you bounce back after your children.
Tiny wrists and you wear a size 3 ring. Anywho. All right. And we've been doing our running, and I know that a couple of you have been doing it too. And if you're not feeling too bashful when you take your pictures, I love that you send it to us personally. But please post it.
Yes.
And post at Verbal Mileage.
And we've gotten a few people to join our 5K.
So, again, and we have to make some merch. Verbal Mileage is a mitzvah. And this is the mitzvah of Verbal Mileage.
We are. And it's not too late to register for the 5K. And don't worry if you feel like you're going to be slow, because I'm going to be slow too.
And even if you feel like, oh, I started too late and I might have to walk. So walk.
So what? You can walk. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah. All right.
All right, everyone. And on that note.
All right.
Did I do that already?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you gave me a look.
No, I just blinked as to what my line was.
Oh.
Like, I want to be like, line. This has been another episode of Verbal Mileage. Thanks for listening.
Bye.